From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. It's been a little over a year since President Trump announced he'd pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement. At that time, you had leaders from cities, states, businesses, universities coming together on their own to try and keep the U.S. on track to meet the Accord's targets. Today, at the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco, the group issued its latest progress report. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more.
The U.S. originally promised to cut its carbon emissions by more than a quarter from 2005 levels.
It was always going to be a tough road.
Austin Brown is with the University of California, Davis. He says actions by the Trump administration have not derailed the effort.
The EPA still has a legal obligation to regulate pollution, including greenhouse gases. It's not like those policies are dead and done.
The U.S. is on track to cut carbon emissions by 17%, according to Paul Bodner at the Rocky Mountain Institute. And he says it could hit 24%.
We were quite surprised to see just how far state, cities, and businesses alone can drive the United States without federal help.
One of the people pushing changes at the local level is Jim Brainerd, Republican mayor of Carmel, Indiana.
We're building a downtown where people can live and walk and work and play without having to really drive anywhere.
As rosy as cuts look now, experts say long-term emissions reductions will need federal buy-in. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.